telling you a little bit what I'm experiencing from the Word of God. I don't think I need to preach or teach because we had a professor sit behind us, Pastor, and Pastor Fook, also a Bible teacher, already enough. So, but what I'm want to say, what I want to tell you, that what I want to apply what I learned from the Bible, because at Bible, Bible said that I'm the one who the doer, not the talk. So when I learned something from the Bible, I just apply what I learned. So because at everyone, most of the Vietnamese, they come from difficult time and different environment. So they try to survive themselves after the war, and they try to be better in the future. So it seems that even Christian or non-Christian, we try to work hard and to change our own life. But when God changed our heart and we put the burden of vision in our heart, so we cannot live for ourselves. I think like you all, every one of you have the calling of God. This morning, this afternoon, I would like to read a verse. I think it's familiar with you in the 10 of the book of Luke, chapter 10, 1 and 2. After these things, the Lord appointed the others as 70s also, and sent them 2 and 2 before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. Therefore he said unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send the laborers into his harvest. I think you all know this year the work is similar like in Matthew, the Great Commission. I would like to turn to study with you this about three things. I call this the opportunity of the harvest time. Because the things happen here in chapter 10, verse 1, is similar to the thing happened in the chapter 9, verse 1. Because in chapter 9, verse 1, Jesus already sent the 12 disciples. He gave them the power and authority over the devil and to kill the disease, and sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And now in the chapter 10, he continued to send the 70 disciples. And the important issue here in verse 2, he talked about that. He sent them into, and he asked them to, like this, the harvest is truly great, but the labor are few. So yes, so pray ye therefore, pray the Lord of harvest, that he would send for the labor into harvest. So I would like to start with you this, from this word we can see 3 points here. First, we see that it's opportunity. And second is the challenges. And the third one, what should we do with this events? So we see that I don't need to talk about a thing happening around. We see that this morning, Brother Pope also talked about the world in chaos, everything around. It turned up, people feel confused, and a lot of things happen around me. People feel very nervous and concerned. Like you see the thing, the war in Syria. I read on the internet, a lot of people from Muslim will convert to be Christian in Germany. And even in the city like Saigon, the young people, they lost the purpose of their life. I asked, they have an interview to the students. I come to the city, university, to make friends with them and to be an English teacher. Yeah. What do you want to be after graduation? I said, not sure. I So I said, what is your purpose to come here to study? He said, maybe because my parents want me to study, or my friends study, so I'm the one in my hometown, so I want to study like that. So it seemed that and some of them said, okay, I want to have a good job, I want a good salary, and opportunity to live in a better environment. But I asked, what is the true purpose of your life? They said, I don't know. So I make another question, what would if you die today, where would you go? So they said, I don't know, because I don't know what happened after that. So I realized that most of them had no purpose there. But when we saw them the purpose and Jesus had the way, the truth, and the way of the life, so they see the this wanting to live in this life. Because a lot of young people will come drunk, left wrong, or fighting, or racing a motorbike, because they didn't realize their value and their purpose. I asked them, what would you do if you are the son and the daughter of Prime Minister? Do you race motorbike? Are you fight with your friend? Are you gambling? You get drunk and walk in the street and laughing and fighting? He said, no. So I think as a Christian, we see that the opportunity come every time, everywhere. You see people how they don't, because they don't know God, so they don't have a purpose. So they lose the purpose, so they're confused. So we are the one who had the truth, the life, and of God in our life. So we saw them. So Jesus, in this one, he realized that he know the heart of people, the needs of people. So he said that the harvest is truly great. So, everywhere people need to know the purpose of their life, because they don't know exactly who are they. When we are human beings, they don't know God, so they don't know the truth. So when we see that a lot of people need God's love, but also a lot of Christians don't know, even they don't know how to share God's love for them. So that is the Jesus that he mentioned to his disciples that this poverty great true. But not many people go into the harvest field. Not many people go out to share. Even not many Christians know how to share the gospel proper way. I asked, why don't you share with your friends Jesus' love or the gospel? He said, I don't know. Maybe they don't want to listen to me, or they reject me. So there are many of them have a fear in their life, or they don't know how to share. A lot of reasons they have, so that they don't want to share the gospel. But we see that Jesus, that the labor of people. But I'm thinking that everyone of us can be the labor of God. So Jesus asked the disciples that we have to pray. But the challenge is that we see that not many be labor in the field. You see, not everyone can be a missionary, not everyone can be the pastor, but everyone can be the one who share the gospel to others.
That's right.
So I talked to my student, you come to the city, not coincidence. Not everyone can come to this city to study. So, but among your village, you are the one God chose you to become Christian. You have to share the gospel to your parents or your classmates. So 4 years at university, you should share at least 1 year. So if you do faithfully to do that, I believe God change your class, God change your parents. So I had to pray, you had to pray, everyone had to pray that God send the labor, because not many labor are ready to do that. So we see the opportunity, we see the challenge, but we know how to do that. We can pray. Jesus asked that the disciples that they have to pray. We have to pray. And so that we pray for what? We pray for God to send his labor into the harvest. So as we also pray. But the problem that sometimes we pray, but like I said, that he prayed and God said, who shall I say? And I said, Now, I would like to read in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom will I send? Who will go for us?" Then he said, "Here am I, send me." I had a lot of pastor make a joke that a lot of Christians after the revival meeting said, "Oh Lord, send a letter to our city, our district, to help the neighbor, send someone but not me." A lot of send someone. That is the truth. We pray, but sometimes we're not ready. So in this verse, Jesus said, you pray and ask God send labor to harvest you. But in verse 3, he keep on getting, talking that he's talking. You go your way, behold, I send you. So if we pray, that we should be ready. So if God calls you. Honestly, I was not ready when I come to the city. I have another purpose for my own life. But I come to realize someone already sacrificed their life to come to share the gospel. Because I'm thankful that there was someone who first came to Vietnam in 1911. And in Vietnam, the one who brought the gospel to Vietnam, in my hometown. And my great-grandparents were the first one became Christian.
Yeah,
and then from them, my grandparents and my parents. But for a generation, and after that, they didn't have someone to talk a proper way. So I myself become a normal Christian, just become a church goer. But when I came to the city, I'm thankful that someone come to challenge me and talks me about how to share the gospel. So I'm thankful God had a purpose for my life. So even I myself now, I know that because what I'm doing in the student center or with the church, I said that this is my privilege and opportunity. God had a wonderful plan for me. Jeremiah said that his plan and his thought, not my thought. His ways, not my way. I said to a student that, you know why I'm willing to do the center? I'm willing to sell my house to start the center. Because I know that I'm 45 now. I can live, if God will, 30 more years. So I can try my best to do what I can.
Amen.
So we pray, but we need to be ready. So what you and I can apply is for our life. We can pray, we can do whatever. What send people in your heart? God can use you to pray for people. God can use you to come to help for people in your hometown, your Jerusalem. I believe that you can do different ways to help to fulfill the Great Commission. I'm being thankful that from our work and a lot of young people have chance to come to hear the gospel. Even not many of them become Christian to be the servant of God. But I see the step by step, look like the harvest field is already ripe and more workers step by step every year.
Amen.
We contribute more workers to the harvest field. I believe God can use every one of you here because God has a plan for us. So
Amen.
When you are ready, you pray and set up God. Send me like Isaiah, he said to the Lord, "Here I may send you, Lord." So I believe that God can use me, God can use everyone, brother and sister here. Because maybe you can come to pray or come to do whatever you can. God touch you. And I believe that the word of God is not only in Vietnam, but everywhere in the world has needs and the people still need to know the Lord and know the truth. So when you see that the harvest is plentiful, but the worker is few. So this is a challenge for you and I. How do we apply what we know? Not just only what we hear, but I believe that, I pray that what we hear today is touch your heart, and maybe Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit work in your heart. Show you how to do this, make it become a practical way to talk to God and send me.
Amen. 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 Amen.